Good morning, good morning, good morning, and God bless you. Hallelujah. I am your host this morning for Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries Blog Talk Radio. We are praying for you. Title of our show being Commanding Your Morning, which means you want to grab a hold of it. And you want to be able to command what your atmosphere, what your outcome will be like on today. We are linking our faith with you, and we are looking forward to you being healed, being delivered, being set free. We are doing something very special today. We are having some extra atomic prayers this morning because we really want to bombard heaven on your behalf. We're trying so very hard to change some strategies so that we can receive some results. Amen. So please invite friends. Tell them to log on. Everyone doesn't have to have a phone. If you're just sitting at your computer, go to Blog Talk Radio and just type in F as in Frank, M as in Mary, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, and you will bring us up live, or even click on the tab button that says live. We are broadcasting live from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time. We appreciate you all's attendance. We appreciate God even this morning for bringing us this far. Father, we do humbly praise you and magnify you and lift you up this morning because this is a day we've never seen before. You are the author and finisher of our faith. And God, for that alone, we appreciate and love on you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. We admonish you. We love you. We blow kisses to you, oh God. We hug you in the Holy Spirit because you are awesome. You are all-seeing. You are all-knowing. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you for this day. We thank you because if you didn't desire to bring us up and out, then we wouldn't have awakened this morning. But you desire to use us as instruments of praise. And so, Lord God, this is how we choose to open the womb of the morning, by giving you praises, by giving you glory, by giving you the honor that you deserve. Hallelujah. So Holy Spirit, guide us on today. Holy Spirit, keep the technology open on today. We bind up all of the difficulties, impediments, every stumbling block that the enemy would try to bring our way. We bind it up even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We do have victory. We'll walk in victory. And this broadcast will be victorious and shall spread to the four corners of the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, we do pray. Hallelujah. I just wanted to throw that in there. Like I said, I have a special treat for you all this morning because we are truly, truly trying to get victory reports. Make sure you have people, invite people to our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page on Facebook. They may leave their prayer requests in the inbox. We do respond. We do reply, and we do pray. Hallelujah. We do cover you, and it is all confidential. So we bless and magnify God for being able to reach people through one of the mountains of media. God is truly, truly faithful. So without further ado, I am going to go ahead on and release this line a little bit to some, like I said, some dunamis power on today. One of my mentors. So enjoy this prayer that God has really, really blessed us to be able to have on this morning.
In the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I am 13-16. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the seal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny altering images, incantations, ill spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial acts of hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment, declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideas to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. By him, hallelujah, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic host to war in my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirit of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stigmatization, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restrictions, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, and Christ cultural environments. Free me from limitations, handicaps, impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, called mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am non-responsive to demonic depression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this reason, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideas prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things that have died prematurely and dried up because of satanic activities are quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our governments are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of refreshing that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic drought, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic drama. We come in the volume of the book that is written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah, the God of Joshua. Hallelujah, and we decree and declare that every impenetrable wall must come down. In the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God, I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, to the purposes and the plans of God. Hallelujah, the cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is King, hallelujah, over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness. We shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority over satanic altars in the mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah, and we decree and declare that the God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree that the fire of the Lord destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken over our life, be broken over our ministry, be broken over our home, be broken over our mind, be broken over our relationships. They are broken over our body, over our life, over our children, over our marriage, over our spouse, over our business, over our practices. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that evil has no control, hallelujah, over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, hallelujah, of the enemy. We break free over patterns, pages, charms, amulets, good luck pieces, talismans, chains, stuff, blockages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirits of inheritance, death, poverty, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We decree and declare they are destroyed. Wherever and whatever the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the psychics, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact. spirits and sever illegal activities designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every attachment to be broken. We command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, unbelief, intimidation, sin, iniquity. We release ourselves from the stronghold of the enemy and over dark spiritual forces which bombard our mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand to pray, we pray through the strongholds of the enemy by the hand of God, the finger of God, the word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Hallelujah, by apostolic intervention, angelic assistance. Father, we arise in the spirit of Zerubbabel. Hallelujah, and Elijah, and speak grace to the mountains and their diabolical altars. Father, cause them to be destroyed by your fire. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. I declare that their powers are made even over this region. I declare according to Isaiah 9:6-7, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment, and with judgment from henceforth for even evermore. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, hallelujah, that the seal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah, there is none like my God. There is none that is powerful. Hallelujah, as my God, he is Jehovah Jehovah. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We have not bowed our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of the power of the era and establish our superior authority over this region in Jesus' name. Bring to an end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, false burdens. In your wrath, scatter the activities of our enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We decree and declare that our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be open. Father, clear the path and rid supernatural highways of every satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. Hallelujah, we arrest. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking and prohibit further interference and interruption. Deception. I put prophetic and apostolic pressure from heaven. I command every demonic portal to be open. Gates of wrath, bars of iron be open. Father, close every satanic portal. Give the enemy no access to the regions that are off limits. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachment. And I advance, I decree and declare that every stronghold over this region is broken from off of my mind. I decree and declare that the Lord damn in my mind are cleared, giving the Holy Spirit unrestricted, unhindered access to my mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insight, prophetic revelations, witty ideas, and creative inventions. Divine inspiration and wisdom now flow freely. In the name of Jesus, every mountain must be made low. Every valley must be brought up. Every crooked place must be made straight, so that I now advance on a level playing field with wisdom, strategy, and divine tactics made available to me upon demand. I decree that spiritual mountains, relational mountains, political mountains, you must be moved. I break through that which is insurmountable and unbelievable. my advancement and equal my progress. While my way through monetary page, I decree and declare that every Jericho wall must come down. I possess my possession. I take authority over issues originating from the enemy. I decree a divine sudden intervention and miracles. I command every situation and circumstance to come into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. I reverse every curse. I excavate and unearth demonic seeds illegally planted in my mind, my soul, and my spirit. They shall not take root. They shall not be incubated, cultivated, nurtured, nourished, fed, or watered. I destroy them now. I receive only that which emanates from the mind of God. Seeds of hope, seeds of faith, destiny, power, success, and prosperity. Seeds of holiness, seeds of righteousness, seeds of godliness, seeds of ethical healing, seeds of morality. I resist and avoid and refuse all abortive activities. I carry full term. I break out of demonic limitations and prisons. Doors of brass, bars of iron, be blown into smithereens by the rocking the winds of the spirit. I choose to break out of limiting situations. I break the power of imprisonment over my mind, my ministry, my soul, my spirit, destiny, my future, my voice, my family, my finances. I break out. I break free. I declare and decree that I have authority over all destiny altering activities, satanic sections, and impositions in the name of Jesus. I decree that every demonic prison be opened. I release my church, my future, my nation, my government, my family, my children, my ministry, my anointing, my influence, my reputation, my name, my peace, my joy, my happiness, hallelujah, my health, hallelujah, I release it in the name of Jesus from being controlled by demonic forces. I break out of confinement. I break out of various limitations in the name of Jesus. I break free from psychological bondage, emotional bondage, physical bondage, sexual bondage, spiritual bondage, financial bondage, bondage that is created by substance, organizational bondage, ego entanglement, demonic sorority, and fraternities in the name of Jesus. Everyone who is flooding my demise, who secretly harbors resentment of my success, I free your mind and soul from this stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare who the Son says free is indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, label statements that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional resentment of my success. I free your mind and soul from this stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare who the Son says free indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, label statements that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional, financial debt. By the blood of Jesus Christ, redeem my soul and the soul of my loved ones, employees, ministry, business, governments, et cetera, from satanic markets. Free me from the spirit of music, friends, loved ones, colleagues, associates, business partners, and employees, and all those who have sold me out. Free me from them. Hallelujah, Father, I decree and declare. Hallelujah, I am liberated. You have set me free. Father, today, according to Psalm 49:15, power of the six regions of the underworld. My soul shall not be held hostage. It shall not be besieged. I break free from the snare of the fowler. I mount up with wings of an eagle. I employ and apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which has ransomed everything concerning my life and destiny and purpose. I have been ransomed. My family has been ransomed. My future has been ransomed. My finances have been ransomed. I secure my future and destiny in Christ Jesus. I secure the future of my loved ones, my ministry, and community in Christ. I secure the future of my siblings, my children, my grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles, cousins, parents, grandparents, in-laws, and outlaws, in Jesus' name, redeeming their soul from the powers of the underworld. I declare and decree that they shall not become victims of fornication, prostitution, pornography, or gang violence. They shall not beg to eat. They shall not experience homelessness, helplessness. They shall not die prematurely or from addictions. They shall not become a statistic. They shall not drop out of school. They shall not be seduced from the love of God. Remove their souls from out of satanic markets and prisons. Remove the sentence of death from their lives and superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. I veto and reverse the curse within our bloodline. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our family is delivered. We break free from the bondages associated with family idols, word curses, witchcraft, prayers, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, demonically arranged marriages, brides of Satan, astrology, astrological signs, deviling in the dark arts, Ouija boards, juju, voodoo, astrological projections, seances, tarot cards, hallelujah, tea leaf reading, palm reading. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our family is free, hallelujah, from the dark arts. In the name of Jesus, from Santeria, hallelujah, from every kind of satanic activities. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, are delivering us, hallelujah, every single day. Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Christ, we reverse the effects of demonic injections, hexes, spells, hallelujah, deposits placed in our foods, vitamins, waters, hallelujah, prescriptions, hallelujah, reverse the effects of satanic plants that causes addictions, cellular mutations, disease proliferation, deformity, handicap, abnormalities, disfigurations, hallelujah, paralysis, inability, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, insomnia, stunted growth and development, confusion, suppressed immune system, attention disorder, hyperactivity, bipolar disorder, incurable diseases, cancer, compromisation of organs, tumors, clots, aneurysms, handicap, birth defects, complications in childbirth, spontaneous abortion, we reverse it in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of all covenants and contracts that we have made knowingly and unknowingly with demonic spirits. We repent of taking counsel from demonic spirits and satanic representatives. Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the reproductive organs of our spirits, hallelujah, is free, hallelujah, from any kind of satanic penetration. Father, we repent for bowing our knees to idols, to end that Christ cultural of enemies, embracing doctrines of demons, accepting satanic ideological philosophies, religious heresies. Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any and all misdemeanors, misunderstandings, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all these strongholds. Cleanse our mind by the washing of the word of your water. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength, our redeemer. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips. Let not evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weaknesses of our temperaments and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity. And whom the Son sets free, I reiterate, is free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Job 29:6, make us to ride on the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out of the rocks. Wash our steps with butter and cause the oil to flow out of the flinty rocks. We decree and declare that our path is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose, and to maximize our potential. We cannot be resisted, stopped, hindered, or prevented. Our territories are enlarged. We shall not be marginalized, ostracized, or held back in a cave. We shall not be held back, tolerated, beaten down, broken down, bruised in pain, chained in hurt, hurt in bitterness, trapped in disbelief, or depression. Hallelujah. We shall not be cheated of our inheritance, prevented from advancement and ascension. Heavenly Father, spiritual God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant-making, the covenant-keeping God, grant us the grace and courage and capacity to walk out of the old into the new. Sever all inappropriate and diabolical soul ties and entanglements. Grant us wisdom, insight, and instructions for renegotiating all covenant relationships. Reveal to us divinely open portals. Reveal to us your daily assignment, agendas, and timetables. Hallelujah, so that we can operate in the correct timing. Father, we are saying that there will be no spirit, no individual that would cause us to move out of the timing of the Lord. We are synchronized and syncopated to your divine timing and to your divine timetable. So, Father, in the name of Jesus and in the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, we break curses associated with idle words and actions. Extinguish satanic firebrands. Reverse diabolical cycles. Release us from unprofitable, bewitching relationships. Reverse all evil arrangements. We resist and reject manipulation and manipulators. We reverse sabotage in the name of Jesus. Father, free us from the same conditions, behaviors, mindsets, activities as before that have lassoed us, restricted us, bound us, soiled us, deranged us, stained us, distracted us, controlled us. Deliver our soul from the mouth of the lion and the venom of the snake. Destroy the serpentine spirit with your fire. Even as you led the children of Israel through the great and terrible wilderness, where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, according to Luke 10:19. Hallelujah, I take my place of authority and force it over serpentine and scorpions, declare and decree that even as you led the children of Israel through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents, scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, according to Luke 10:19, Father, we take our place of authority and enforce it over serpentine and scorpions, and declare and decree that we shall not suffer any hurt. Hallelujah, we shake off every demonic attachment. Father, by your fire, draw out the serpentine spirit from its inconspicuous rocks. Hallelujah, cause your fire to utterly destroy it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are free and that you are causing the anti-venomous power of the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to protect us, hallelujah, from the venomous activities of the serpentine spirit. Cause this venomous activity to be made impotent in our lives and the lives of our loved ones.
Oh, my God, hallelujah. I told you all I had a treat for you this morning. God is so awesome. She is such an anointed woman of God. I appreciate her. That is a pre-recorded prayer, an atomic prayer, a womb-opening prayer, a destroying yoke prayer, a healing prayer. You could pull down strongholds. I hope you all took. Matter of fact, I hope and pray you took advantage and went in with her this morning. She is an awesome woman of God, And I was mentored by her when I was in Bible college many, many, many years ago. But I thank God that this prayer was available. I found it late last night from when I pre-recorded it before, probably about a decade ago. But the point being, you need to really, 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 as we've mentioned, these prayers are archived. They're sitting up here on blogtalkradio.com. All you have to do is type in prayer. All you have to do is type in Fifth Prayer Watch or Intercession or FMFC once you get to the Blog Talk page. You can listen. There's probably about, we've only been on about a month, so you probably only have about four of those prayers available to you. But listen to them in your cars. Listen to them on your jobs or in your home. Sometimes you just need a couple prayer partners, and they might not be available to you physically, but we have technology today. So we thank God for one of the media mountains and that technology being available to us. We are also, I wanted to announce that Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries International, God has opened a door for us to be able to be on television. So we are launching our live taping this Monday night. If you are free, Monday night, come to the studio for the live taping. It says 6817 South Chicago Avenue, and we will be there at 5:30 sharp. Get your seat. I know so many people, when they came before, when I did my taping in December, we ran out of seating room. We literally ran out of chairs. So be on time, and you know, once the taping starts, we cannot answer the door. There is no doorbell. There is no name on the building. That is, most television studios do that for protection so no one will break in. But the building is right on the corner. You can text us. This is how you get in if you're late. Text to 847-942-9979, and we will have someone to come, security actually, will come and open the door for you. But we're looking for a dynamic time in the Lord. Yes, I will be preaching. I will be teaching. We are doing four shows that evening. So if you want to bring some friends after work and you feel like you need a little catapult, a little recharge, a revamp after Sunday, come on over and join us Monday night, 5:30. We will be there. Also, if you are listening in now, please invite a friend. We do send out mass emails. Forward those emails to friends so that they can join you. Don't be selfish. That's what my old pastor used to say. Don't be selfish. Don't get it all just for yourself. But invite someone to Blog Talk Radio and allow them to sit under prayer. Allow them to hear some deliverance. Allow them to be able to get free. And we are kingdom-minded, so we are not selfish-minded. It is all about God. Saints of God, it's not about any of us. We are not anybody but as filthy rags as the Word of God tells us. So we need to remember that we should be just evangelizing and spreading the word. Please go to the Facebook page. It's called FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors. Like our page. Invite friends to like our page. We are praying throughout the day. It is not just on Blog Talk Radio. We have an 11 o'clock with one of our West Coast pastors who does Bible teaching, who does prayer, 11 o'clock. I believe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But you can also check the page for that information. We are also praying on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, 9 p.m. We call it Pop Night. This is the night that we come to pray over prophecy. That's what POP stands for. Prayer over prophecy that you've received in your lives, but what has happened? You haven't seen the manifestation. You haven't seen the fruit. You get a little discouraged. Listen, we are all human. Can I just say that? But I don't use that. Please don't use it as a scapegoat. Please don't use it as an excuse. But the Bible even tells us first carnal, then spiritual. Yes, we wake up, we are natural first. But we should walk in the Spirit. And so we do get discouraged sometimes. Well, fret not. That manifestation of the prophecy hasn't come to pass yet. Let us link our faith with you Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call in to 712-432-0111 and push the access code 532-190#. And we will be on there. All you have to do is your claim. Literally, state your claim, decree your thing, tell us the prophecy so we can begin to pray with you and for you. You want to see some results in 2016? You don't want things to look like 2015? Come on and link your faith with us. We want to help. We want to broaden your territory. Let's do that Jabez prayer. That's what just hit me. Yes, let your territory be enlarged. Let you see the fruits of your labor. Hallelujah. So come on and just be with us on every day of the week or on Tuesday nights or on Saturday morning. We are constantly praying and on the wall. So I wanted to just go ahead on and put those announcements out there. But as for right now, we are immediately getting prepared for our First Love Banquet. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning. This banquet is not gender-specific, couple-specific, age-specific, race-specific. No, come one, come all. Enjoy God. Who's our first love? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we love on one another. But our first love, this is a time in which we try to get reunited with God, if you will. It's full fun and fellowship. We have skits, we have sermonettes, we have the youth, they do their rapping. It is beautiful. It is a wonderful time in God. That is located at 1750 West 103rd Street. Guess what? This banquet is free. You do not have to pay. We have taken care of that. So all you have to do is get up, get your clothes on, bring a friend, drive one over. We're starting promptly at 10. It's from 10 to 2. Oh, we even have an awesome speaker today. She's teaching on the spirit of rejection. Oh, yes, the awesome dynamic apostle, Dr. Shawnette Houghton. She will be teaching on the spirit of rejection even. So we have that going on. It's just beautiful. They do it every year, and we try to just renew some things. Maybe your relationship has just gotten a little tiny bit dull with God because we are tussling with the vicissitudes of life, and they kind of distract us from our first love. Well, come on over and let's get reunited with God. Yes, it feels so good. Yes, God. not the natural song, but in the spirit. It feels so good to be reunited with our first love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we bless you on today. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for listening in. Continue to listen. Continue to invite friends, because this is what we are doing. We are praying and interceding for you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, last time here, 847-942-9979. We are confidentially, we are discreetly praying over those text messages that come in. We just simply read them. We don't even know who you are. We receive these, but we link our faith with yours. We love you on today. We bless you. We hope we see you at 10 o'clock. If we don't see you at 10 o'clock today, then we hope you join us for daily devotionals on Monday at 11 o'clock. So there's multiple ways to be in faith and congregation with us, fellowship with us. So I implore you to continue your relationship with God. I decree and declare, hallelujah, that you will have a peaceful day. I decree and declare that your day will be ordered by God. I decree and declare that the enemies and the devices and plans and plots of the enemy are now destroyed in the name of Jesus. And you will enjoy your day. Why? Because it's been commanded by God. It's been commanded by Him. It's been preordained, predestined, because we've destroyed the works of the enemy. They are now overturned. They have now lost the breath from out of them, and they've gone to the desert places, never to return again. We love you on today. We bless you on today, and we look forward to fellowshipping with you on today. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Nehemiah 8:6 and Ezra bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God has been. So let the church say amen. Let the church